Save cash while listening to the Today FM Breakfast podcast. Get up to 20% off your car and home insurance by getting online or calling Real Insurance now to take advantage of this limited offer.
You're feeling good. You're feeling right.
Jules, Merrick and Sophie. Today FM Breakfast.
I'm here to wake you up.
Good morning, Sophie Monk and Merrick Watts, for the final morning of our show of 2014, and we are back in 2015, bigger and hang on, someone's just yelling at,
It's Mel, she's yelling
Mel
at
Mel B. Sorry. Looks like we're not back on air next year, so this is it, guys.
Your eyes are all red.
Oh, yeah, I'm stoned.
Did you cry last night? Oh, okay. Different.
I just couldn't come here just sober. I mean, it would really upset me.
You're going to cry today. I'll get $10 here.
No.
So who's going to cry today?
I reckon Jules will if I do.
Do you reckon I'll cry?
You're not going to cry. You don't cry. You don't have tear ducts.
Hang on a second. Is anyone really going to cry?
To be honest, I reckon I'll cry next week when I sleep in and go, I love sleeping in.
That's a fair point. Just to paint out the obvious, I'm not stoned. This morning we're going to remember, I don't want to be taken off air on Monday. This morning we're going to remember some of our favourite moments of the year, including our interview with Cameron Diaz, Kate Upton and Leslie Mann. That was the moment where you stood up and they all started to talk about your
camel toe.
Your vagina. Oh. And I filmed it. I've got a bit of a video.
My vagina?
No, whole moment. And I wasn't allowed to put it on.
That's right. She loved it, Leslie Mann. She loved I had a camel toe.
She did too.
She rated it.
They were in stitches. That interview is awesome. Plus your chance to score tickets to Taylor Swift. All you have to do is be listening after 8. But up next, we have one of the scariest stories, the best stories. In fact, I just got someone to email it to me because once I get escorted out of here by security, I want to at least have this memento. It is one of the best.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now.
This is Battle
of the Blondes.
This year, this has been one of my favourite things to do on the show.
It's
Battle of Blondes
mine.
Between you two has never ceased to make me laugh. Today is the final Battle of the Blondes.
Oh. It's never doubted to make me feel smart.
And I know that you guys love it / hate it, Jules.
Well, I tell you
so
what.
So if you love it,
I'm going to win.
There were moments early on, and I think we should all be honest, that Sophie was fed some lines, so I lost confidence.
That is not true.
She was fed some answers.
No, I was not.
You so were.
Oh, wow. Okay, whatever to make your self-esteem feel better.
Mate, that never happened.
You swear to God.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. No. I'll swear to radio gods.
There's radio gods? I've been coming here. There is no gods.
Oh, and they're angry with us. Let's move on. Battle of the Blondes. The final edition is exactly that. Finales and endings.
Sound like a bad taco.
Finale.
And endings. Is that how you call finale?
No.
Yeah. Finale?
No.
Finale.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just putting a bit of French on it.
Sophisticated.
Accidentally
just trying.
He's just going to back it up.
Just trying to back it up. Okay, here we go. True or false? You guys need to do a buzzer check, or are we going to be right? Okay. Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston's then husband, had a cameo in the final.
Oh no! You don't even know what
had a cameo in the final episode of Friends.
Okay, he did have a cameo, but it was not in the finale. So that is false.
Correct. Well done. God, that was
good.
That was good,
I would not have got that one anyway.
That was a trick question,
You've just revealed yourself.
This is going too deep. I thought it was...
Hang on
you know, I've just figured out who he is. It's taken me all year. He is the moniker of this show.
I totally... What are you?
I'm Phoebe.
I feel like you're Chandler.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I like Chandler.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Good. I'm glad we got there.
Soph? Who's Soph? Who's Soph? Joey?
No, I'm Phoebe.
No, Phoebe.
Okay,
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Is that a single? That's awesome.
I don't know how the show's not going to end next year. True or false? Kylie Minogue sang the Neighbours theme song for her final episode on the show.
I guess it's the game. Yeah. Go.
The final theme song.
She sang the theme song to Neighbours for the final episode.
Sophie.
But Neighbours hasn't finished.
Sophie,
hang on a second.
You can't discuss it on her final
episode.
Yeah, no, but I'm just clarifying. I would say that is false. Jules 2.
He's right.
I knew he was. He just says Jules and then waits for the question. Yeah, okay, go. Go, I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay, go.
The 1998...
Sophie, can you finish the question like you did for Jules?
Finale of Seinfeld was seen by 170 million people in Australia.
False.
Correct, so.
Oh, yeah. Well,
do you know why? Tell us why.
Because Australians haven't got that many people.
Yeah. That's correct. That's well done. That's an extra point. I'll give an extra point.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. The final words spoken by Ned Kelly were...
Sophie.
What
was it?
It's such is life.
You know what? That's actually a furphy. It's not entirely true.
Well, you're the quiz master. Why'd you ask it?
Well, it's on the sheet.
Yeah, you can't answer without Jules. It was true.
Sophie, well done. It's 2 points each. It has come down to the final question.
Yeah, I'm going out the winner of the brainiest blonde in the room.
Oh, this is exciting. Tiebreaker. Last question. Oh, it's all down to this, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Jules.
No, he's got one syllable in his name.
Okay, you go.
Mine was Sophie.
All right, you won. You go.
Oh, what is it?
No. Jules buzzed in first. Jules buzzed in first.
All right.
I'm going to say, based on your formula, and don't change, it's true.
Wendy Harmer broadcast her final show on Today FM from the top of the Harbour Bridge.
Is
false.
It
Sophie wins!
I love myself today. I am so smart. I know what I'm doing next year.
Oh.
Law. Doing law.
Do you know what the funniest thing about that, brainy people?
What?
She'd already won. We gave her an extra point.
I thought that too. Someone stupid added up the marks. I won by like miles.
Well, by two.
I'm going to put this on my resume.
All right.
Battle of the Blondes.
Good
winner.
Times.
Good times, guys. Well, there we go. We sign off Battle of the Blondes. Sophie is the best.
Blonde, smartest woman.
In the studio.
Sophisticated. Yes.
And no one's figured out that I'm not yet blonde.
Today FM Breakfast. Podcasting now.
Today FM Breakfast. Producer's Surprise.
Hey, guys. You want to do one last Producer's Surprise for the last show?
I couldn't scrape past without that anymore.
And this is not so much a punishment for you guys like you've had in the past from us and other people. This is a quiz. So over in the UK, a lawyer in a courtroom was reading out a bunch of text messages that two teenage wannabe gangsters were sending to each other.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you the text message, and I'd love you to tell me what they're actually saying.
Oh, okay. It's going to be urban.
Okay, we need some urban music
Well,
then.
That's me. Let's do this.
Have you got some music?
Oh, Warren G, Regulate, cop that.
This is Anna's favourite. She'll whip this out.
So
did you guys go second
one.
Base on this song? What, yeah? What?
I've got a strap on me. This is bear bait.
I know it.
Oh, it's got a gun?
No.
Oh, sorry. What is it?
Okay, say it again.
I've got a strap on me. This is bear bait.
Oh, I get it.
I know what it is.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Why is everyone not telling me?
Strap on me means that he's got a joint. He's strapped up. He's got a joint, and it's the good gear.
Oh, really? I would have thought that he's wired, so don't talk because they're about to bait. It's bear bait because he's got a strap on, meaning like he's got a wire.
No, Sophie was originally right. I've got a gun on me, and this is really, really whiskey.
Yeah. I am so gangster.
What's that got to do with alcohol?
Oh, come on, leave him alone. You know, he's got a speech impediment. Don't be rude.
Oh, risky.
You can't say risky.
Oh, my God, I really thought it was risky. Call me Sophie G.
The next one was, what a wankster. He only sells Zoomers. What a wankster. He only sells Zoomers.
Okay, the wankster's obvious.
He's a loser.
That's pretty cool.
And he only
sells Zoomers.
Like duds.
Correct, Sophie. Yeah, this guy's just a wannabe.
I am a black American
and his drugs
woman.
Are no good.
She's the black American woman.
Oh.
Okay. Going lamping for an elbow, gonna need a ghetto star.
Oh, this is a
going
good one.
Lamping for an elbow. Gonna need a
he's
ghetto star.
Driving in his car with it bumping down, like with his arm out.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Looking
for an elbow. That's
the elbow's
all I can
out
think
the
that,
window.
No, elbow joint. He's looking for chuff.
Oh.
Elbow joint. Chuff.
Oh.
They're English.
A secret in case
they're
the cops
English.
See.
So you reckon it's a bit of Cockney slang?
Yep. Elbow joint.
No, I'm gonna hang out under that street lamp where we sell our illegal substances, but I'm gonna need a really good dealer.
I know why he wrote it different. It sounds really lame the other way.
Ghetto Star being a really good one.
Oh, Ghetto Star.
I don't know if this music's helping me.
It's making me
want to go to sleep.
God. And the final one, I've got a biscuit and I'm going to drink some milk.
Oh, he's got a hash cookie. Oh. And he's going to drink some that other stuff. It's the alcohol.
I'll tell you right now. What? I'm out. I'm not having anything to do with soggy biscuits.
Thank you, Maddie.
What is it, Maddie?
I've got a gun and I'm going to kill my enemy.
All right. Well, I won't use any of those.
And drink some milk, kill your enemy.
Do you reckon we would have done better if Maddie was able to talk?
No, no, that's mean.
But don't you think the fact that he was doing sort of gangster talk made it really... No?
No. I reckon it's because you wear your pants too high and you're just a super white.
Because he's a wigger.
He's such... No, he's not a wigger. Wigger means you get it.
Oh, okay.
No, it doesn't. Wigger means you don't get it.
Nerd burger is more what they'd call
nerd
you.
Nerd burger.
Yeah.
Thanks, Punky Brewster.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now. He's the man in the know, Peter Ford.
Whispers about celebrity.
The celebrity whisperer.
Bardo.
Miley Cyrus.
It's the last one. I can't think of a clever name. I'm too emotional.
Peter Ford.
Hello, last day.
To us?
No, not to you.
Oh, good.
But the Christmas spirit. But Mariah Carey did the opening of the lighting of the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center in New York.
Oh, yeah?
Now, on Tuesday night, she didn't turn up. They were meant to be recording it then. She didn't front. The whole studio audience, the whole crew, everyone was sent home. Wednesday night, she finally does turn up. Now, lo and behold, this audio has been leaked, and this is Mariah Carey doing her signature song, but without any backings. And as you can hear, she's not exactly nailing it in the way we're used to hearing on the recording, but some very mean person connected with this event, obviously really angry about her no-show on Tuesday, has leaked it, and it's a bit embarrassing. Have a listen to Mariah.
So make my wish come true, it's maybe all I want for Christmas is you.
That stunk.
No, it's because their microphone, like they blend it. Some bits they know
stunk
that are going to be brought in with a real vocal, so they don't try as hard. They're trying to look like do something else.
That's not the Mariah I know and love.
I feel bad for her.
I feel bad for her too, which is why we're highlighting it all. We're doing it for her own good. But obviously once you've got the backing tracks there and it's all blended together, it doesn't sound so bad at all.
Oh, yeah. That's brutal, though. To be honest, her range, there's no problem with her range. It was incredible. But it was just the transition from one bit of deep to the higher.
She can't do the higher anymore, I don't think. But what's going on with Bill Cosby?
Well,
I have to find out for
Bill Cosby, God, every day there's a new update, isn't there? And now this is where it gets really murky, because a couple of years ago he was given an honorary rank. Oh, God, it almost came out badly.
No, that's what I've had.
From the Navy, and he was actually in the Navy many, many years ago, and he's done a lot of charity work and support work for the Navy through the years. So a few years ago, they gave him this honorary rank, and they've now stripped him of that. So this is where it gets messy, because, you know, there's all this bad publicity obviously going on, and people can make a choice whether they want to go and see him in concert or not. But when you start taking away titles and awards given to people before anything's ever been tested or proved, that's when it gets really murky.
Yeah, because he could sue them, couldn't he?
Well, you would think so, possibly, but you're assuming, obviously, that somebody is guilty, even though they haven't been proved. So the Navy have now come to him and taken away his ranking.
How does that look? Do they knock on your door? Like, honestly, what does that look like? They knock on your door and say...
And they're in a white hat with a sailor's hat.
We are retrieving our rank. That's what they say.
God.
Oh, how devastating.
I know. Well, I hope you all retrieve your ranks over the coming weeks and have a lovely break. And
what
thank you all.
That?
I've got some pretty heavy ranking planned for the holiday break.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thanks, Pete.
See you guys. You're the best.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, mate. You're a bloody legend. Good on you. Thanks for your good work, mate. You've held this show up this year. I'm not going to lie. Behind closed doors, we call you the linchpin.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Jules, Merrick, Pete, and Soph.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now.
Zoe, our gorgeous producer, and I have been trying to nut something out.
I know that. I saw it last week at my house when we were having drinks, and you were trying to nut something out. In fact, no, you did nut it out because I saw it, and it was disgusting. And I asked you to put it back in your pants.
Okay,
and
thank you.
I'm not even joking when I say that. That happened.
Okay. You sound every time you do that, it has a tone like it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing to pull that out. Don't do that.
What? Pull it out? Oh. Yeah, no, I remember. Thanks, Bez. Yeah, it wasn't cute. Wasn't pretty. I don't know. I don't want to see it.
I don't know why it does that.
Anyway, Zoe asked me a question and I actually frankly couldn't answer it, so I need your help. Zoe, can you just give the once over again?
Yeah, so my friend's getting engaged. Well, she is engaged. So she and a very well-off bloke are having their party soon. And she sort of said, is it tight if I put on the invitation? First round is on us. So they're only going to pay for the first drinks for all their guests.
Ooh. I wouldn't go.
Oh, come on. Hang on a sec. Now, there's a couple of things that I asked. The first one was, did they say no gifts on their invitation?
They didn't. And the other thing is they're actually having their wedding overseas, so only about 50 people will get to enjoy that.
Oh, that's the thing about weddings. It costs you so much to want to go to someone's wedding that you're like, oh, I have to go. Well, they're not super fun.
But you give a good gift at the wedding because you know that they're putting you $150 a head, you know. So it's like, you know, it cancels each other out. Yeah, you're meant to celebrate, you know. Yeah. But, you know, financially, that's an investment. But an engagement party, right, you know, that you aren't going to the wedding. These guys are wealthy from overseas, and you bring a gift, and then they say, "Here's because I'd have a beer. What's that? $4?
Is it that much?
I think they should give out tokens. Like that, you get two tokens. You get two drink tokens.
So 13, 10, 60. Is that tight? Is that tight for? And because
I think it is, and I'm not a tight ass myself at all, but. I don't knock people for being frugal. That's all right. But
no, it's fine.
But don't invite 150 people and offer them one drink. It's like,
I reckon.
They're all coming for you.
That's it.
Like, not because they want
to. You owe them something. You obviously got money.
Just, yeah, you know what? And don't have it at a venue. Tap up a couple of kegs in the backyard.
Yeah. Or have it at B1O. Yeah, B1O, yeah.
B1O. Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi and B105. All right, Zoe, we'll get to the bottom of that. And did your friend actually ask you, is this tight? So.
Yeah.
All right.
She's asked me for the advice.
Okay, so did she know that we were going to do this?
No.
We've now sort of slagged her off and called her a tight arse.
It's all right, she's overseas, so she won't hear it.
13 10 60, give us a call.
I didn't care if she did.
Really?
I was like, whatever.
You won't get invited to a keg party.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to take your calls next. Is that tight? Is that tight for a couple to invite you to an engagement party and only give you one drink, even though they expect a gift? And that is really for most of the party, the wedding that you get to go to because they're overseas for the real one. We'll take your calls next on Today FM.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now.
We're taking your calls, 13, 10, 60. Do you think this is tight? Zoe, our producer's friend. Zoe, so your friends come to you and said, am I tight by...
She's having an engagement party and she's only buying the first round of drinks for all the guests.
Okay, and so she's going, is that tight? Now, you said, yeah, that's a bit tight considering the fact that you're going to accept all these expensive engagement gifts and you're going to give them one drink each. Now, that's not...
That's all right. Look, if you're on a budget, you can say beer and wine or something like that. But
it's not that big a deal. But the fact is, they're from London. They're quite wealthy. They're having a wedding over there. So for a lot of these engagement party people, this is their experience of the wedding. So they're going to give a pretty good gift. And then all they get back is a measly drink. We've got Chris from Ride on the line. Do you think that's tight, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's pretty tight. If you're not going to have a wedding anyway, why invite so many people if you're not going to come
gifts.
Up with their drinks?
No, it's actually because most people don't want to look rude and they don't want to cull the list too short. Because
it's all the people you don't want to invite to your wedding.
Yes,
exactly. As well.
Yeah, it is.
But that's not fair to make them buy you a present and not give them drinks.
Well, see, people are going to bring presents. They're going to clean up on the presents. That's worth more than one drink. Unless, of course, you know what you should do? If you go there, you just, as your present, you just give them one prepackaged drink. just go, there's a UDL.
No wonder they're rich. Amy, we'll ask a girl. Amy, do you reckon this is tight?
Good morning, guys. Hi, I wanted to say, firstly, thank you for a wonderful year. You've made me laugh. You've made me cry. Oh. Feel really nervous at times. You've done a great job. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy.
We love you.
You just made everything worthwhile. Thanks, Amy.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
and
Amy.
Secondly, I have never heard of anything so tight. You wouldn't have a birthday party. You wouldn't have a christening or anything like that and ask all your friends to come over and not provide alcohol or not provide food. So
yeah.
Why would an engagement party or a wedding be any different?
Do you know what? I think this is going to be a whitewash. Because this is going
to
be absolutely...
You've got to try to make
it... But then say no presents.
Yeah, okay. True. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Can't argue with me now, Miz. Can you? I've never heard you quiet.
I know. I've just went, no, that's...
No, you'll think of something to rebut me and then just ruin me.
Like how you wait till the last day to use logic. Why have you waited? why are you holding it back? That?
I've been pretending all this year.
You have too, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've had it in your purse the whole time.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now.
Guys.
Yes, Miz.
Almost 2 weeks ago, I told you a story about how my...
Oh, my God, you're pregnant.
No.
Oh.
My cat. I had a cat, the shark, who was an old cat. It's 13 years of age. And two Saturdays ago, he went completely missing. Mm. Never left the house before. Had gone completely missing. And
To go away.
Well, that's what we thought. We thought, you know, cats go away sometimes when they're not feeling well. If they're old, they will go away. And they'll die, and we've been extremely upset. You know, my kids particularly have been really upset because
every couple of days,
and you haven't had closure because you can't.
That's right.
Yeah,
every couple of days you've said
he's not coming back.
Jules, he's not coming back, is he? And I'd say, how the hell would I know? I don't even chat to him
anymore.
And I
said, no, he's not coming back. He's gone, Miss.
This morning, I get up to go to work. I've looked everywhere for this cat,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I looked everywhere.
Yeah.
Up and down the house, everywhere.
The laundry cupboard.
Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Right. This morning, I hear a scratching noise in the rafters at the top of a house, right?
Oh, my God. If you say it's a rat, I'll kill
you. I thought it was a rat.
Yeah.
It wasn't a rat. So I...
Are you kidding me?
I thought, no, it can't possibly be... Because there's no way known I could possibly look up there. It can't be the shark. I could not believe it. I turned on the lights.
Oh! And what? Please say it was him.
What do you reckon?
Shark was on the roof.
Shark.
He's got nine lives, 1,000 lives.
It was a possum. The shark is... The shark is as dead as all fuck.
Oh. Why am I laughing? You're asphyxiating. What the hell, Bruce? I was so happy for you.
It was a possum. Oh, it was really? A dirty, dirty, stinking old
That's
possum.
So
this
mean.
Manky thing, and he did pee and he did pee and poo from the ceiling. He just popped
in the
it
kitchen.
Down. He was running around in the window, tearing the place up. I can't get him out of the freaking house.
Why don't you just call him Shark and keep
him? Yeah, Shark
possum,
too.
Possum.
I'm going to put a collar on the feral possum, and I'm just going to go, kids. This one's a bit more bitey than your old cat.
Okay. Wow.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now.
Today FM's Taylor Swift is coming to Sydney's ANZ Stadium for the 1989 World Tour with special guest Vance Joy, Saturday, November 28, 2015. Tickets on sale from 10 a.m. Friday, December 12th from tickettech.com.au. Or you can be shifty and win your way in right now. Today FM's Shifty for a Swifty.
Okay, so we've chosen someone we think is a worthy winner, but it's up to Sydney if they actually receive the tickets or not. So Alex from Castle Hill, tell us why you deserve them, you think.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great, Alex.
Good, mate.
So mate, you've got an opportunity to have the tickets. We're going to give them to you, but you have to plead with the rest of the city in order for them not to call 131060 and steal them.
Sounds good.
So what's going on? Why do you think you deserve the tickets?
I'm trying to win them for my girlfriend, actually. She's been pretty down lately. She's been on rough times, like lost her grandparents recently, and she was in a car crash only last week.
God, how bad?
Oh, not too bad, but she is kind of at blame, so she's got to kind of fork out the big bill there. But you can kind of tell she's been pretty down lately, and I just, like, she's actually such a diehard fan, like, the only songs on her phone are actually Taylor Swift.
Oh, can you stop talking? Oh, I don't want anyone to ring.
I would say if someone calls, that would be really, really mean. But I have to do the right thing, Alex, don't I? I have to give out the number, 131060. You've heard why Alex needs the tickets for his girlfriend. But if you're the sort of no good person that's
or you're a Taylor Swift fan.
If you're heartless and cold.
You can't say
no,
that.
If you're absolute... Oh, mongrel.
No, but they don't know him.
Do you know,
and
every
her.
Word that came into my head
yeah,
was
but
a swear word.
What if this person ringing's going through more stuff?
No, it would be disgusting. If they were going, they got no.
Well, call 131060 now.
If you steal the tickets and you pull a shifty for a swifty and you take them off Alex, just know that you'll get the tickets, but you won't get our support.
You get mine.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm cool with it.
Really?
Yeah, oh.
I will forever remember your name, and, oh. And look, I will be upset.
I mean, Alex is faking it too.
What? You can't say that right when I've just tried to.
Yeah, didn't think of that. You got right. Your girlfriend, your tickets, I'll think of something.
Alex, I reckon Alex has got a girlfriend at all.
If no one calls by the. He's just
I reckon
a
Alex
big,
is a woman.
He wants Taylor Swift to be his girlfriend.
Yeah. I reckon Alex's girlfriend is actually his younger brother and he fell off his bike last week.
Okay, either way, if no one calls by the end of the song, Alex, they're all yours. But if someone does, well, just know that they will be very unpopular in the Lund household. And that is a terrifying thought.
Today FM Breakfast Podcast.
Now, the AFM's Taylor Swift is coming to Sydney's ANZ Stadium for the 1989 World Tour with special guest Vance Joy, Saturday, November 28, 2015. Tickets on sale from 10 a.m. Friday, December 12, from tickettech.com.au. Or you can be shifty and win your way in right now. Today FM's Shifty for a Swifty.
Okay, we just spoke to Alex. He's a good bloke. He's from Castle Hill. He told us the reason why he deserves the Taylor Swift tickets is because his girlfriend lost her grandparents recently.
And then had a car accident. You know when you're feeling down and then that happens, it just spirals.
Yeah, exactly. And so you'd think, you know, that's pretty good. You know, she loves Taylor Swift. All the songs in her playlist are all Taylor Swift songs. So just give him the tickets. So the idea is if no one calls up, he gets them. Let's see if someone's called up, because that would be horrible to steal them off a guy who's doing something so sweet. And they're going to pull a shifty for a Swifty if they do. But I tell you what,
it'd be a concern if they didn't call, seeing we're a radio station, we give out the number, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I know, but that's just not the point. Let's see if anyone's there. Hello?
Hello.
That doesn't sound like Alex. So who's this?
Hi, it's April.
April, you're telling me that you just heard this sob story from a man who was doing something so good and you just come flying in the last second, just steal his tickets?
Yep, sure did.
Congratulations!
Yay!
Who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my housemate.
Is this flawed? I mean,
you don't want to ring first.
No,
really.
You don't come through first.
Well, let's not play this Monday.
You know what? We should take the show off air Monday in protest of this.
Good idea.
Done.
You know, we'll stick up for Alex. Alex, we are not returning ever again as a team. Just for you. April, for you. You get the two tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to have more tickets up for grabs on Today FM soon. So keep listening. Plenty more to come.
Today FM Breakfast. Podcasting now.
We like this one. It's Profession Confessions. We ask different people in different vocations about the stuff we always wondered. I mean, in the past we've asked hairdressers, do they have to faff and spend less time or more time just mucking around for bald people? What else have we done? We've spoken to cops about whether there's a bad attitude test and they just fling fines
at people. We've talked to prostitutes.
Oh, we've spoken to prostitutes as well, even on the show. And we thought we would go out in this direction. I don't know, have you seen online, there's this sort of, it's like news porn at the moment. Have you noticed that all the headlines are often around flights and airline? There is so much interest in airline safety, in things that go on planes.
Because we don't feel safe anymore because they're disappearing and things.
I reckon, you know, like after the tsunami or after different natural disasters, people all just get really freaked out by that. And the media just plays to that. With MH17 and MH370, it seems like everyone's just really on tender edge.
It's like when the Titanic and Poseidon came out.
Poseidon.
I wouldn't get on a boat.
How good was Poseidon?
What was it called? What was it called then?
Merrick.
Don't do that.
Poseidon is the Greek god of the sea.
No, it's a different movie.
Yeah, no. That one.
I didn't know the guy that's in it.
That was a 1950s remake.
Poseidon. Right.
Anyway, let's not get sidetracked. What we did want to ask about in the vein of flights was attendance. Does the Mile High Club actually exist? So if you work in the airline industry, give us a call right now, 131060. We'd love to know if you've ever busted someone getting frisky on a plane, because for
very hard work.
Well, I read an article today talking about it, and for a lot of flight attendants, the last place they would ever get bare skin is in those disgusting lavatories, in their opinion, because it's just the germs.
I can barely go in there by myself, let alone fit someone else in.
Well, I don't know how people do that. Like, do you have to have a conversation before you go in and like have a team meet and tactics and stuff like that? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and I'm going to brace myself against the wall. You're going to win, so how does that work in there? Well, seriously,
I'm on the toilet and put my head on the wall. Like, it's too small.
I know, do you stand up to pee?
Wow. We just learned something we didn't know.
I didn't want you to know
old
today.
Old sheepy here.
Oh, that's... I thought your voice was low. All right, we'll take your calls. 13 10 60. If you work in the airline industry, and I'm going to put it out there, even if you don't, have you ever stumbled onto someone trying to enter the Mile High Club?
Oh, and, you saw me. No, I'm joking.
Or even, you know, not only in the bathrooms, but in the seats. I've got a story that involves that after this on Today FM Brekkie.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now.
Happy Friday. It is our final of the year. In fact, our final as a show, and we're doing what we do best. Be perverted. We've got someone on the line who is a flight attendant. We asked the question on 131060, does the Mile High Club exist? And as a profession confession, could people who work in the airline industry actually confess moments that they've either engaged in that themselves or they've busted other people? There was that famous story of Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
I know, but it's just... Everyone
Fiennes is his name.
Everyone says
not
it differently.
Not Ralph Fiennes. What's Ralph Fiennes? It's Ralph Fiennes. It's always been Ralph Fiennes.
Isn't he a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
No.
What's he?
Donatello?
No, it's Ralph. It's definitely Ralph Fiennes.
Okay, so is that Ralph?
Ralph
Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
You can't name what, huh?
You know anyway, when his parents called him Ralph Fiennes? That was the giveaway. Anyway.
That's the giveaway for his name.
On
that
the
it
last
was right.
day, I'll come over here and open a can of whoop-ass on you.
Oh, that sounds scary.
All right, we've got Hannah on the line.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to get hit with a handbag. Listen to that.
He just had his nails on. Yeah.
Hey, Hannah, you're actually not a flight attendant, but you do have some information. Does the Mile High Club exist?
Yes, definitely. It does.
So are you a member?
No, my best friend's parents, both of them, they're both flight attendants.
They're both flight attendants?
Oh, yeah.
Phew. I had a picture of them.
And they were on a flight over to New York, and that was when she was conceived.
Oh, so where? Oh, wow.
That's amazing. She was conceived at 30,000 feet.
Yep, on the way to New York.
And so they're two flight attendants, so they got up to no good.
Yeah, they were on the job, yep.
Can I? They certainly were.
That's weird. I wonder if the... Is the child come out, like, pretty... Because you see what it does to your water bottles when you're in a plane and the makeup explodes everywhere? You like, what would a baby come out, like, superhero?
Do you think that does that to the sperm, perhaps?
Might be a bit dehydrated.
It's a very good point. I mean...
I have jet lag. That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, it's always late.
Yeah. So Hannah, look, I assume you don't have a lot of detail on it.
No, I don't know all the ins and outs.
Oh, come on. Can you stop using sexual innuendo?
But do you know, I don't want to go into, you know, the finer details, but was it one of those weird sleeper beds that they've got in the plane?
Yeah, that's what I was...
Or were they doing it in the cubicle or in the galley or where? You know, did they wait till the
movie
was on?
You'd want to be business class, no?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was where the flight attendants hang out.
Yeah. So they got the little sleeping quarters and they get in there and
hanky panky.
They get in there and just touch down.
As long as it
wasn't.
Disarm
and cross check you.
I know it was a first class.
What's that?
It was a first class plane.
There you go. Good. That's easier. Yeah.
Right. Up the pointy end. Up the pointy end.
They have curtains nowadays on the Virgin one.
Really?
On row five? You can just... There's a curtain.
She was before she got on the flight.
She's getting there. Flaps up. Here we go.
All right. We're about to get caught. Someone's coming out from the cockpit. All right. More to come, I think.
Today FM Breakfast. Podcasting now.
This man can neither see the future or the past. This man has no natural ability. Here is the Oracle.
Merrick Watts is the Oracle, and, I mean, he's been able to predict the most incredible things. He's talked to pets on the other side who have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, you haven't spoken to Sharky and said, where are you?
No, that's because he's not dead, mate.
Oh, isn't he?
He's alive. He's
hanging out.
He's on holiday.
He's at the farm, according to your kids. But they've been amazing. What's been one of your favourites of Mez being able to predict through the Oracle?
Oh, the ATM when he picked the PIN numbers.
What do you mean?
Well, he wasn't set up. He picked people rang up and went, pick my PIN number. And he just went, okay, birthdays, whatever, worked it out and picked everyone's PIN number and that to change it. Do you remember that?
Yo, that was actually, can we?
And he picked yours.
That was awesome. Hey, Mandy, have we got any audio for that one? Let's actually, yeah, we can.
Unbelievable. It was the moment that I just went, oh, Mez is so annoying. I came back and just went, oh my God, he's a genius. Kay. I thought you were lying, Mez.
Let's relive that moment right now.
Okay, Gabby, can I just need to ask you a couple of very, very quick questions. Number one, what's your date of birth?
18th of December, 1988.
What's your favourite number? Just one number.
16.
3, 2, 8, 5.
Oh my God. You're kidding me. No, that's right. You actually got it.
Oh my God.
Do another one. Let's go. We're on a roll.
Cheating? Ian from Padstow.
All right, what's your favourite number, mate, if you had a favourite number?
14.
Hang on a second. 2624.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I'm not lying.
No, this is... Okay, Anne. Date of birth, Anne?
And the 19th of the 2nd, 86.
3, 3, 7, 5, 8.
Oh, my God. Are you... Oh, my God, Hermes. How did you know?
Seriously, Soph, how the hell does he do that?
I don't know, but why couldn't you predict we went number one?
Yeah, you would never have jumped on this show.
Maybe I did.
Hey, just quickly, I mean, this is almost our last live break for the show of all time. Maybe it's time you told her, Merrick.
Oh! Oh! Oh, no! You lied? I've been telling everyone that you're amazing. I went up on the roof when you wanted to do that and went, what is if? As if you can pick numbers. And then I was like, no, Mez has this superpower.
Oh, you're an idiot. In a loving way.
Oh, Mez, you're not a genius. Like, where are you gone back to normal person?
So, how do you reckon I was able to guess people's PIN numbers?
If he could do that, he would be put in jail or he'd be on a watch list.
He's too good a person to steal.
But no,
how do you think he did it?
Predict someone's PIN numbers.
I think he...
We did it. You're in the studio.
We had all the listeners ring up. I mean, you heard that.
How did I do it?
With a producer?
How?
You told them the numbers that you wanted? No?
No. I didn't tell them the numbers I wanted.
It was all your friends?
This is a trick that I have known for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
The craft to being able to do that
this is, good.
Is the greatest held secret in radio.
And he's saving it for the last break to give it...
I am not intrigued. I'm confused.
Well,
he's done it. There's a trick to it because those listeners called up. How on earth was he? They were all like, "Oh my God!"
Saying,
how
did
you
guess it or no?
I'm now going to reveal.
It's a little bit of a magician's trick behind the curtain. It's all just smoke and mirrors. He's actually orchestrating the whole thing brilliantly, but he didn't predict their pins.
I've lost my credit card. Does it still work or no?
No.
Well, what's the trick? No.
This is singularly the greatest trick in radio.
Give it to us,
full
bro.
Full stop.
Give it to us.
What you do is...
Check out the toughest team sport in the world this summer at Water Polo by the Sea, Bondi Icebergs. Tickets available at waterpolobythesea.com.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Soph, but I've got some very important traffic information. Tough morning southbound over the Spit Bridge as we get to this point of the peak. Starting to look a little more accessible now. Nothing too daunting to deal with there. Seaforth, citybound through into Spit Road. Seems to be just easing up a touch, but it's a listless looking Hume Highway in through Greenacre towards the Roberts Road flyover and the house full sign up on Centenary Drive northbound, heading up towards the lights there at Arthur Street. Now visit North Shore BMW and wrap up an exceptional deal. Stock must be cleared for the upcoming renovation, so visit North Shore BMW at Chatswood today. Today's 10 forecast and partly cloudy. Afternoon thunderstorms again, and that's going to remain the pattern over the weekend. We're going for a top of 27 in the city and 32 degrees now west. And this is Sando, City's traffic and weather together with Jules Merrick and Sophie.
Sando. And everyone just thinks you're pre-recorded. You're a real-life human being.
I even thought you were pre-recorded till now.
Yes. Sando, your highlight.
I feel like I'm pre-recorded.
You've been a huge part of our show, even though we don't know who you are because you're in another studio. We do love and appreciate all your efforts this year, Sando.
I appreciate you saying so.
What has been your highlight?
My highlight has been, I'd have to say, the day we finally got a good run on the M5. That was outstanding.
Oh, I remember that day, Sando. Wow. I liked that day too.
So obsessed with traffic you are, Sando. Mate, thank you very much, and best of luck to you in 2015, brother.
Yeah, thank you. And you guys, I've enjoyed listening to you, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Well, there you go. You and my mum. What an awesome audience base.
Are they together?
My sister's there too.
Yeah, they're together.
Is Sando your dad?
No, he was that naked guy downstairs in the blackout challenge. Thanks, Sando.
Yeah, that's me. That's me downstairs.
See you, Sando, Dick.
Today FM Breakfast, podcasting now.
That was our launch video very early on. I think we recorded that late last year with all the optimism in the world that we could come into one of the toughest circumstances in radio history with Kyle and Jackie O spending 10 years in this slot building an audience, only to move across the road and go up against us.
And pwn it!
And pwn it.
Kill it.
But we came in here, and I tell you what, we just put our head down and we have kept dancing all the way through that process. Mel B started off with us in the first few months, and she was absolutely outstanding. She gave her all, and then she got better opportunities overseas on the X Factor in the UK, and then it was down to the three of us. And I tell you what, one thing is we've always said, doesn't matter about ratings, it doesn't matter about how we've shit-canned in the media and being whipping boys for the radio industry and people pissed off with Today FM and us copying it. But I tell you one thing, you would assume in this group and with the producers and our on-air team that we were number one, because there is no one in this city that had more fun than us this year.
Yeah.
I tell you that for sure. And in terms of our friendships, you know, the reason why we're upset today and the reason why Sophie's mascara is running and so is Mez's is because we actually genuinely love each other. And, you know, the fact that the pressure that we've been under this year, and in any radio situation, you're under pressure in breakfast radio, but to be put under what we were put under this year having the pressure all the way to the top and the public pressure, not that the listeners really care, they just care about entertainment, but we delivered that. But for us not to crack, for us not to turn on each other.
Never.
Never once.
Well, I don't think we ever fought or anything.
I did a lot of backstabbing behind you. You probably wouldn't
that's not included, it's behind your back.
Pretty, we held our head up high merciless. And look, I didn't bother writing a card because I just can't write. But Mez has just given out these beautiful cards to everyone in
so sweet.
In the
he
team.
Looks like a pedophile.
Yeah, on the front, he
it's
is.
It's the worst picture of me I could ever create. Yeah, we'll deliberately created.
You look like a better looking Rolf Harris.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
We'll put that on our social media.
I am.
But I tell you one thing about Merrick Watts. Tell you what, biggest heart in the business. Never seen someone more sensitive, but yet more passionate. And he puts all in, doesn't he, Sophie?
Oh, everything.
Yeah,
that's so sweet.
As for you, you haven't been, you know, you haven't done a ton of radio. This year was like literally baptism of fire.
Yeah.
And you've just kept going. You've been so generous. You are the most gorgeous and yet self-deprecating person we could ever imagine.
Thanks.
We call you the sweet dysfunction because you're the sweetest, most generous person. You never say a bad word about anyone.
Oh, I say something mean like you usually do.
Oh, well, you're dumb as dog shit.
That felt so good. Oh, I love you, Jules. And I love you, Mez, so much. And I know you're not going to hang out with me next year.
Yeah, we are.
You're not getting paid to.
As we said, we will hang out with you, but we're just not going to let you babysit our kids.
I don't want to do that anyway. Oh, actually, they've got the same wavelength. If they drank, I would.
Yeah, that's exactly why you're not going to.
And you, how good did you do this year trying a new role?
Yeah.
MCing, killing it. You worked so hard.
Yeah.
God, we've been through a lot.
Thank you. It has been a tough year, but bloody rewarding. And, you know, we've learned a lot about each other, as demonstrated by this final rap.
Let's go. Uh-huh. Well, this is it, Sydney. It's been a big year and we've certainly learnt a lot about each other along the way.
Now it's over, we can take it back.
Jules has certainly taught us that he really understands what it's like to be a man.
Because I'm a guy and I understand guys because I've been in a body of one.
And that it's taken a lot to get to that point.
So I really wanted pecs. And when I got to 22, I got this testosterone paste. I got protein.
Testosterone paste?
Yeah,
what is that?
It was like this rub it in your skin. I didn't like needles. And everyone said, just get some implants.
I've admired just how much Jules loves his family.
Do you love your cat more than your relationship?
Oh, I think our relationship is better. I was saying to Harry the other day, but Anna was there. She's always hanging around our boys' time.
And his ability to articulate exactly how he's feeling.
Have you had your beauty sleep over the weekend, Mary? Because you look delectable.
Beck.
Delectable, is that the right word? I thought it was like something you do with stamps. Or is that collectible?
It's stamp collection.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sitting ducks, mate. You'd be shooting ducks in a duck pond.
As opposed to shooting them where? A theatre.
Now, we all know Sophie Monk is all class.
Do you wear underwear?
Oh, not today.
And that ability to always be herself has not only resonated with Sydney, but the entire world.
Apparently my friend went into Japan and there was a big billboard of me in the room and he went, "That's my friend." And they went, "You know Rofi Runkle." So now they call me Rofi Runkle, my mates.
Luckily for the world, though, Sophie's got the language thing down pat.
And I'm perplexed. Oh, I was going to say the best word, perplexed.
You even wrote it down.
It's a great word.
I did too, because I'm trying to use bigger words, but now I'm just out of myself.
And ultimately, we learnt that whatever situation Sophie gets herself into, she's always managed to find a way out.
My big sister had a 21st, and her ex-boyfriend got up to make a speech. He had a few drinks, and he was like, "I know she's dating my best friend now, but we all know she's dated everyone in the entire circle." Dad and I were going, "Ah," and that's when I got up and went, "Waka, waka, waka," like, try and lighten it.
On reflection, it seems Jules and Sophie taught me the most about myself.
When you say manscaping, is that just like a little bit of a, you know, get rid of the koala's ears on the sides? What are we doing?
Hang on a sec, Marky.
What have you got on the side?
Koala's ears, mate.
That's not normal. Isn't I've never seen someone and gone, "Oh, look at his koala ears."
Damn. They brought out my strengths, like connecting with our Kiwi brothers and sisters.
Mez, give us your best Kiwi accent.
I'm going to go up to Pera Pera Umu and go and have a couple of pints, eh? Go and get a handle of spates. It's pretty good, eh, cuz, don't you think?
Mm.
No, my wife's Kiwi too. You'd reckon I would have a fair crack at it.
Oh, do you have a Kiwi wife?
Oh, it's not a disease, Soph.
And they reminded me of those things I should leave off my bucket list.
We're trying to recreate the Kissing Strangers video.
So we put the call out. If you're a young hipster guy and, you know, you're prepared to shake it a little loose... And maybe if you're an older woman and you're prepared to have some white meat.
Can you never write a Hallmark card? Ever? Like, it's so romantic and you make it so creepy.
But to be honest, Sydney, we wouldn't have been able to have fun this year without you. Thanks for sharing your epic wins.
What happened to your school, Alan?
The school we had used to have a raised floor and we'd crawl underneath and sit under the principal's office and whisper, "Mr. Mason." And he thought there was a ghost in the school that was haunting him.
That is the best thing I've heard in a long time, Owen. I tell you what, Owen, I would hate to be Adam from Raby, who's about to be the next caller.
I tell you what, this is a really underwhelming story now.
And your disappointments.
Carl, you sent a sext.
My missus's name is Cara Lee. My sister's name is Katrina.
No.
Whacked in KA and you can kind of figure out what happened.
Photos or are we talking just...
Yeah, photos.
Oh, Carl.
Little Carl. Little Carl, actually.
And however bad it gets, we've always got your back.
What dream never came true for you, Pam?
I wanted to be an elephant when I grew up.
Aww.
I wanted a long trunk too, Pam, but it didn't work out.
But all in all, thanks for listening. Sometimes more than us.
Hi, Ella.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. What time have you been listening from this morning?
Probably about 6:30.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's pretty prompt.
Yeah, very early.
I started listening about 7.
Genuinely, we've had a great year, Sydney. Thank you for being a part of it. Be safe. Have a good Christmas.
How much cash did you save listening to the Today FM Breakfast podcast? Get up to 20% off your car and home insurance. Get online or call Real Insurance now to take advantage of this limited offer.